Student loan borrowers of all ages in Utah and around the country have an opportunity to maybe have their student loans canceled or the chance to receive credit towards loan forgiveness, but they've got to act soon. The U.S. Department of Education will be conducting a one-time payment count adjustment this coming summer. It's called Income-Driven Repayment, or IDR. Cora Hume is an attorney with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and she says borrowers who have non-federally held loans must consolidate them into a direct consolidation loan with the Department of Education by April 30th to reap the potential benefits.
Older borrowers are less likely to hold direct loans, which would already benefit from this pay count adjustment. And then those that do own direct loans, they're less likely to participate in this IDR program that caps their monthly payments based on family size and income.
Hume says the program applies to repayment periods from July 1st, 1994. She adds that 32% of older borrowers are struggling to pay their bills, which is why she encourages folks to call 1-800-433-3243 or visit studentaid.gov/loan-consolidation to find out if they're eligible for the significant adjustment. The average student loan debt for the almost 30,000 older borrowers in the Beehive State is just over $44,000, according to the Education Data Initiative. Hume says nationally, there are 1.1 million older borrowers that are not in the direct loan program and hold an average of $29,500 in student debt.
The three loans that must be consolidated to receive this payment count adjustment is the commercially managed federally family education loans, the health and education assistance loans, and Perkins loans. Another loan that sort of is a quasi need for consolidation are Parent PLUS loans.
Hume says the upcoming deadline has the potential to change lives and suggests taking action sooner rather than later. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.